Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Y4C Youth for Christ, bringing it down to the house for the Lord. And you have with me the youth host, I.C. the Great. How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. How's everyone out there?
Yes. Greetings to everyone out there. How you been doing in this hot heat?
Oh, man, good, cutting grass and trying not to pass out.
Yeah, drink your liquids. Drink your liquids.
Yeah, lots of water. Water became my best friend.
Yeah, you know, and it's a shame that they actually sell it to us now, but I won't go all on in that direction. I do want to let people know that I'm doing that Facebook Go Live, and if you want to catch, right now I'm teaching the Ten Commandments. You're going to catch me live or listen later. Just go to my Facebook page and check it out.
Yes, indeed. I actually want to get into that Facebook Live thing, but I have to set it up. I heard it's a great platform.
Yeah, you know, and I like it. I really do like it, and I use it to glorify the name of the Lord, so you know, he loves it. So I'm glad it's there.
Yes.
Glad
indeed,
it's there.
Indeed.
So, all right, let's get a little word going on in here. Let me tell people what show is coming up. Next Tuesday will be Christian Life Coaching with Associate Pastor Horvath. The following Tuesday will be House of Inspiration with DJ Frankie Vibe and myself. And then the following Tuesday will be Youth for Christ. So you guys are going to hit it twice this month.
Yeah. Blessed be. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
You guys going to take over, okay, get us back on track. Why don't you go ahead and open up with the verse for the show.
Okay, I'm reading out of Mark 5:15. And they come to Jesus to see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed in his right mind. And they were afraid. You know, I get out of that they was afraid of a possessed, you know, man that had that came with legions, and they shouldn't have been afraid. They should have had their mind on Christ and understood that it was of a demonic force and not nothing natural. But when you focus on things that's natural, you don't see the things that you need to see in the spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right on point with that. Put a period behind it, because for one, we should not be afraid of anything. Because we don't have that spirit inside of us. And second, you know, we're supposed to have compassion on each other. You know, those who don't look like us or act like us or, you know, may have physical problems or things like that. We're not supposed to. We're supposed to have compassion, you know, and know that, you know, evil is a spiritual battle. It's
Can
not
I just,
an earthly battle.
Yes, and a lot of people don't understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, spiritual wickedness at high places. You know, people don't understand that. So they look at things, like I said, in a natural way. Even when people start acting out and they start acting possessed with demons and stuff like that, it's not the person. It's what enter into the person. It's what enter into the person to make the person act like is not act like their self, which is mistaken identity, and they don't have their identity. They be in war as a garment, but they don't have on the garment of Christ to clothe them in their right mind.
Absolutely. And, you know, with that, I'm jumping to Matthew 5:15. Look at us, right? Okay, it says, and I like what it says. It says that, hold on, let me get the glass. These are the people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the home. In the same way, let your light shine before others. Then they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, and so that kind of goes with that because, you know, we are to, it, when you have darkness and demonic demons that you're dealing with, all you have to do is turn on the light of Jesus inside of you. Turn on your light, you know, it'll chase them away. And so I like how they were talking about, you know, you wouldn't light a candle and put it under a bowl to light up your whole house. You got to, you know, let it shine for the whole house to see. And we got to start doing it, especially in these days and times. You know, we need to turn our light, check our bulbs, make sure our light is turned on so that people can see their way through this, these perilous times we live in. You know what I mean?
Yes, and I wanted to touch on what you said about letting our light shine. The only way your light can shine is when you submit the darkness that's inside of you to God, so He can take the darkness out and bring the light in. And you submit your mind, your body, your soul, your being, so the light can come in through your submission, through your obedience to God. So you cannot turn your light cannot be turned on if you are full of darkness.
No.
You have to submit everything to God. And that way your light can be turned on, and then your light can shine, because the light that's inside of you is not of your own that you're trying to portray, but it's the true, genuine light of Christ.
Ah, absolutely. Absolutely. And on that, we're going to go on and play a song. Let's get a little bit of music going in here, let people digest what we just threw at them, because it was a real solid meat. Okay, and we're going to play No More Pain by IC the Great, first up on the mic. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, and here we go.
To all those who've been molested and abused, know that your story is not untold. Through your pain comes healing. God knows your struggle and has plans to prosper you, not harm you. So trust in the Almighty and know the pain shall end.
Let's get it. No more pain is being eradicated and arrested. This song for the lonely souls and one being molested. Your favorite patience and being tested in every situation, even though it come with devastation. Come to God, go to God, keep your head up. Kneel and pray, God's got the answer. The pain will be taken away. Taken away. There will be brighter days, cause the pain's being taken away.
No more pain. No more pain, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can take it all away. Take it all away. Yeah.
Yeah. Trials and tribulations come to make you stronger. No more pain, you will suffer no longer. God's wiping your tears away, making your cooking path straight. God's on the throne like Ezekiel. I prophesied to your dry bones. No more pain, no more generation. New curses driving you insane. Visions of victory is now being made plain. All your enemies are being slain. No more pain.
No more pain. No more pain. Take it all away, take it all away, yeah.
no more pain.
God can take it all away.
That was No More Pain by our very own Icy the Great. Take a bow, Icy. Take a bow. Take a bow.
I take a bow for the glory of God showing his work through me. I take no credit for it. It was him that gave me the gift and the ability to do what I do.
All right. All right. Amen to that. Okay, we're going to keep on rolling with the show. And I want to bring up Break Free by Project Oasis. And here we go.
Break free in love, break free, break free in love, break free.
All right, that was Break Free by Project Oasis. Break Free in Love. That's the only way you can break free is in love. God is love. Remember that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We got a little little flow going here as we're waiting for Sister Kenya. Everybody, Sister Kenya will be in the building tonight. Don't worry. Don't start hissing and booing me and I see the great. Sister Kenya is coming.
Yes, right? The queen will arrive. Yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, until then, we're going to keep on moving on. And this one is Fire by Machete Malloy. And if I pronounce your name wrong, please let me know how to pronounce it. I don't mean to do it. Okay, here we go.
My soul keeps on burning. I want it to burn up everything. God like you brings me through and through. I want my flesh to die. So let the oil of your anointing burn tonight.
Now I'm dying, man.
You're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. And what edition is this? I see the great.
Y for C.
Youth for Christ. All day, all night. All right. Everybody, we're having a good time. This music is really flowing really good. You know, I love when the Holy Spirit takes over and you don't have anything to do but give him glory. And that's what we're going to do right now. Mario Rio Brown with Glory. Here we go.
I told you. Ladies and gentlemen, check this out. We're going to do a song that
you never heard before.
Giving us the glory. Oh, that was a good one. You talk, I see the great. Hi, I'm there. I see the great.
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right. Talking about the song just took me away. You know, I didn't have anything to say after that.
Oh, me neither. That's why I was like, I was lost.
Yeah.
That's why when you said I see the great, I said I'm here. Because I left.
I love it.
I had an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, I got lost into that too. I really did. But that's what happens when you truly worship and love God with all your heart and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You get swept away when people are glorifying Him. You know, you can feel it in the spirit that is right.
Yes.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're already halfway through the show. You know that already.
Yes, it's glorious. I love it. Today, the scriptures were on fire, and it was lining up with God, with the music that's going on now, about the glory, about no more pain, about, you know, the fire.
Yes, bring it on fire, boom. And we still have to see what DJ Shaheem is going to do. Want to do that right now?
Yeah, we can do that, and then we will be bringing on Sister Kenya in a few minutes.
All right, everybody, hold on. We're going to bring DJ Shaheem up with his gospel hip-hop mix on the month. And here we go.
You are now listening to Youth for Christ Ministry Mixdown with your boy DJ Shaheem on Sister Poochie Outreach Ministry. Check me out, aight, as we blow up the spot, praising and glorifying the name of the Lord.
Name of the Lord. Thank God for the funeral. It's by death that He saved me. It's like vitamins and minerals. Oh, gotta do this thing daily. Murder my flesh. Suicide this pride. Put my sin to death. Ay. The old me simply gotta go. Welcome to the funeral. God for the funeral. It's by death that He saved me. It's like vitamins and minerals. Gotta do this thing daily. Murder my flesh. Suicide is pride. Put my sin to death.
Every morning.
The old me simply gotta go. Welcome to the funeral.
Okay, this faith beating in. Impossible to recognize the weight of every sin on His shoulders. No exercise. Didn't deserve it. Should've given worship, but the crowd is in person, so they screaming crucify. You and I need to realize that Jesus' death was gruesome, but no illusions. It was suicide. Gave himself.
Slayed himself.
3 days later, saved everybody else. This is God in the flesh. I wonder how He felt to give Himself for somebody like me. He never sinned, and His reign will never end. And still He felt the need to pay for all of my deeds. Explain that. I can't, but I always try. He told me grab my cross daily, and I often die. Pride, hearty eyes, lips is full of lies. It's who I was in Jesus' name. Every day a new grave is being dug for me. I thank God
for the funeral. It's by death that He saved me. It's like vitamins and minerals. Gotta do this thing daily. Murder my flesh. Suicide is pride. Put my sin to death. Ay. The old me simply gotta go. Sons and daughters, Abba, Father, that means I'm a child of God. Abba, Father, by grace we've been adopted. Abba, Father. Abba, Father, now we are sons and daughters. Abba, Father, that means I'm a child of God. Abba, Father, by grace we've been adopted. Abba,
Abba,
Father.
Society, I was a bastard, so got a little west. School of life, I'm kind of cutting classes. A natural disaster. You told me 20 years ago I'd go and be a passing boy. I be laughing. So, what happened? His grace is irresistible. Why tell you me being here? That is a miracle. That's why I'm yelling at anybody who will listen. And say that kid, if we was open and then Yahweh made us his family. Yet He loves us, or how He loves us. And in the end, He will judge us. But it's to love us. See what He does is give us righteousness. Make us look just like Him. Then invite us to life with Him. With Daddy in the life of friends. He doesn't turn a blind eye. Because He cares, He still gives. father singing.
Abba, Father, now we are sons and daughters. Abba, Father, that means I'm a child of God. Abba, Father, by grace we've been adopted. Abba, Father.
Stroll through a belly. lost our lives. See, I tried to go to college, ain't approved for a loan. So now I'm thinking how I'm gonna get away from home. And all these younger girls, that's who let you know you grown. That's the type of thing that got me racing numbers on my phone. I just wish I would've known that everything I say would get extremely overblown. Trying to do this on my own, cause once you sign a deal, they're taking half of what you own. Till they rape you, now you got, they ain't gonna leave you all alone. So I drive around my city with $10 worth of gas, trying to find a way to do better than middle class. Man, I never blow my money, no, not even little cash. We ain't even getting paid, man, how long is this gonna last? I just wanna live forever. That's too much for me to ask. I don't believe in love, cause the feeling always passed. I just take that woman's number if you know she little fast, and always make them brownies with the right amount of hash. Huh. All the things that we consume, when me and my people travel, we don't ever leave the room. We call it living in the moment. I'm just wanting cause I'm young. Wanna know what I'm about, then you can ask me where I'm from.
2 zeros on my check, dealer to my right. They say this is the best I will see in all my life. Yeah, you say you don't get no better. Oh, I just wanna be better. Can I be any better than this?
It feels so good to be alive, even when you jump start. Every time you gotta drive, if you ever heard him say, I'm only in it for the groupies. That's a bunch of people that I know just never knew me. I used to want the freshest J's, never caught the pair. Now I'm trying to have a closet full of clothes I never wear. Yeah, they don't show us love, but we don't really care. We smiling at them while their hands is all up in the air. I teach them things that they're trying to find a lesson for. I know you wish you understood, but y'all just less informed. And I ain't the intimidating type, but I'm the one these rappers hope they imitating right. Growing up, I wasn't hip to what them kids wore, cause all my clothes was handed down from a thrift store. And all them jokes, the type of thing you clench your fist for, I'll make you question what it is you're supposed to live for. It's all about a dollar and a check. When you're trying to get respect, ain't nothing really left. And where I'm from, ain't nobody make it out. You never get to live whatever it is you pray about.
2 zeros on my check, dealer to my right. They say this is the best I will see in all my life. Yeah, you say you don't get no better. Oh, I just wanna be better. Can I be any better than this?
DJ Saeem, Saeem,
Saeem. I got a pocket full of stones, your head don't wimp. And these don't know, can get your hands on this, say. I'm a judge like Judy, but I'm a hypocrite. These flaws folks see right through me. Now that window getting bigger, you like to stare for a while just to see the big picture. Then when it all comes clear and you step back, you better grab a buoy, boy, get your life jacket. Quack, quack, what walks like a duck? Don't like a duck, but they really a duck, huh? Ain't gonna spend it, now I'm a marching. Roll to a different beat when I'm marching. I can do what I want and you can't judge. That's what most people say when they see us. No, dog, you got it wrong. I'm here to spread love. I leave the gavel pounding up to Jesus. I ain't living in the glass house. If I am, then my friend gone ahead. You can rock it out.
DJ Saeem, Saeem, Saeem,
Saeem. They said they can do nothing else for you. I can't find the words to break the news. And you know that I know something ain't right. You're looking in the face of life. And I wish I could tell you it's alright. They don't think you make it through the night. Red eyes, red eyes. As I watch you cry, red eyes.
We ain't got that white bread for more treatment. I watch you get weak thin and shrink over a weekend. Your body and my faith was both weakened. I swear to God, these doctors better find a reason as to why you barely breathing. Why are they not leaving? You here overnight, ain't Debbie? You gotta start eating. But I guess you lost your appetite for life, and the pills got you numb to the fact that you could die any minute. In my arms, embracing you every second, trying to make up for the years of selfishly neglected. Replying when you was texting a couple calls I rejected, and I'm honestly embarrassed, crying more cause I regret it all. But now with my heart on my sleeve cause it hurts. I guess it's cause I wiped the blood dripping from your lips with my shirt.
Said they can do nothing else for you. I tried all that I could to save you. So what else can I do? And you know that I know something ain't right. But there's only one God who can give or take a life. And y'all here, child, so know it'll be alright. Just in case you don't make it through the night. Red eyes. As I watch you cry. Red eyes. As I watch you die.
Mixing the tracks back to back.
Back to back.
Beat to beat.
Beat to beat.
With the only DJ
that knows how to get the job done.
Our very own DJ Shaheem. All right, everybody, weigh in. Sister Kenya's in the building.
Yes.
Before we go on, I have to acknowledge that Sister Kenya's in the building and her episode's going to be coming right up. But I see the great. Give me your feedback. He's not listening. Okay, so Skinny, it's just me and you.
Okay. Yes, I'm here.
I'm here. Hey, I was just talking about.
I'm sorry, my phone be acting up, so I apologize.
That's okay. Definitely apologize. We were just talking about our fellow teammate DJ Shaheem and his mixes for this show was really it was deep and laid back. I really like
it. Yes, yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Sister Kenya is in our house, though.
Yeah, but Sister Kenya's going to, she's going to close the show down. Okay, I feel
she's
it.
She's in a journey house.
Yeah, the church without walls. Come on in the room. All right, girl.
No, that's right.
All right. All right, Sister Kenya, I am going to give you the floor. And so me and I see the greats can stop being so silly.
Okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Peace and good. And everything give thanks. That needs to be our focus in life generally, but that's what this piece is entitled, In Everything Give Thanks. Today I lift my heart unto my Heavenly Father, for Yahweh is good and His mercies endure through all things. Although the journey is rough and treacherous, I will still give thanks, for I shall bless the Lord at all times. Don't give up when trouble comes. Know that weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Give thanks. Praise God. But He is worthy. I am thankful for food to eat, a place to lay my head, a job to go to, my health and strength. Yet bills are due and times are hard. But God is God, and my God, El Elyon, Elohim, Jehovah Jireh, is greater than any circumstance you or I could ever have. So yet I say, give thanks. For in my praise, my spirit is elevated and encouraged from within, thankful that I still have the words within me to give unto you. For it is my desire to live according to the will of the Most High and share the word that has been given to me. So my brothers, my sisters, don't give up. The best is yet to come. even though you can't see it, know God has plans to prosper you and not to harm you. A brighter day is coming. So in everything, give thanks and allow the Lord to bless you in some ways you never thought of. Give thanks. Give thanks. Someone somewhere wish they were in your shoes at this very minute, because their situation is a little more extreme than yours. But do know, God has equipped you for whatever your trial is, and for this very reason, you should give thanks. Thanks, give thanks. I love you, and so does God.
Peace.
Don't. Out jail time. You know, give thanks. I was closing my eyes, girl. It was like you were praying. Give thanks. That could be used as prayer. I had my eyes closed talking to the Father as you were reading. We're Sister Kenya groupies. That's all. You know?
That's the Lord. Always good to have a fan club.
That's what we are. You brought it home.
I'm definitely her groupie. I'm her groupie for eternity.
You know, he has to always throw that in, I see the gray. We know you married. We are. But one thing we did miss is our year's anniversary with doing the show.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to, it's been over a year. So we're going to celebrate that last week of this show in August. All right.
Cool.
All right. All right. I'm still like this. Thank you.
You feel like having a praise break, don't you?
Yeah, we have to have a praise break. Times are hard and people are crying out, but the children of God are being blessed and anointed, and you know they got harvest coming in. It is time for us to see what He meant by planting good seeds early on in your life.
Yeah,
and we plant the seeds every month in somebody's life that listens to this show. Don't somebody go hit the fireball or something. Something's gonna happen. But inheritance is there. You guys have done a wonderful job for the last year, and I'm just so proud of you. And I guess I'll save this speech until next week. I won't cry on you right now. We're gonna roll over to another song, and we're gonna hear Zion by Coolie E. And here we go.
Sort of life, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a my shoulders to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on, don't be my Zion. But yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but lie within my arms, one I rely on, one I can cry on in the midst of my storm. This hell and high water raging on, Jesus, take them, baton on. I'm sick of sin in every form, no longer will I conform to the world. I transform, transform my mindset, shape, and form. It's the least I can do for you, my rock, my life, my truth, my way to the narrow corridor that leads to the kingdom I'm striving for. That straight path, the low door. So I humble myself, crawling on the floor till I'm honored before the Lord. It's my reward. I reach for it till I take it. I'm beaten, torn, and naked, mutilated. Sometimes I think I can't make it, but I took the good news and laced it. To my feet, now I'm racing with my righteous wrist plate in. Truth in my waist and my shield of faith to block the blows of Satan. My sword got word, got him shaking, and my helmet of salvation. Put him in his proper place, and Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation. Lord, you sit high on holy Mount Zion, but yet give your son a shoulder to cry on. Great is your wisdom, God of redemption. You gave up your son for our salvation.
Son for our salvation. That's Zion by Cooley the Nazareth. This show has been absolutely off the hook, on fire, and full of the love and the light of Christ. And I've enjoyed myself, and I'm going to turn it over to our host of the show and let him give us some words before we leave.
Yes, yes. I thank God for this show. I thank God for the how the Holy Spirit moved. I hope every song, even the spoken word that Sister Kenya did and my song, No More Pain, I hope that it eradicated pain. I hope that you see that you don't need to be afraid of evil spirits, but you need to be afraid of the one that created the spirit that wanted to be evil. We all need the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. So that's the only one you need to fear, not human beings, not demons, but you need to let your light be turned on by submitting the evil that's inside of you to the Lord for cleansing, healing, for him to make you white as snow.
Amen. Amen. Sister Kenya?
Yes.
Anything you want to leave a mark on the generation?
I just want to say that in everything, truly, you should give thanks. I want people to take the time today to sit for people who don't sit still long, a minute is a long time. So just take the time for 1 minute to just sit still. You can even time yourself for 1 minute to just sit still and just begin to thank God for everything that you have. If you have sight, that's one thing to thank God for. If you're able to speak, that's another thing to thank God for. If you have a roof over your head, just begin to give thanks for every little thing that you can think of for a minute straight. Don't ask God for nothing. Just praise God and give God thanks. And after that minute, just see the power of God move in your spirit. Things will begin to change. And if you take time to do that every day, you will begin to see a difference in your life. I promise.
Yes. Yes. If you will humble yourself and pray, is where I'm going to come from. We need to humble ourselves in the mighty sight of the great Almighty, the great I Am.
Mm-hmm.
To the business of praying for each other, praying for our country land, praying for our miracle whip, praying for everything we need in our life. We need to have permission of petition in the name of the holy name of Jesus Christ, so that our Father will grant everything that we ask for. The children of God will not see any harm to them, the property, any loss of life. They will not see anything because we have the precious blood of Jesus covering everything. I want everyone, before you walk out of the house, say, cover me with the blood of Jesus. In the process, Jesus. Before you go anywhere, say, cover me with the blood of Jesus, because that is what the enemy cannot penetrate.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, stronger than Batman's, I don't know. Nothing can penetrate it. No weapons form you or while you under the cloak of the blood of Jesus, that precious, precious blood. And that's what I have to add to all of that. And I think we gave people a lot. We came back like, bam!
Right.
I love it. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Me, Kenya, and DJ Shaheem and I see the great, you know, really put our heart and soul into the show. And we love those who listen live and love those who listen later. And now we're going to roll out like we always do with How Great Thou Art. And we will see the duo the last Friday of August. Okay, and here we go.